Lamplight Audiobooks presents Bill Bailey by Catherine Cookson, narrated by Susan Jameson. Bill Bailey. From the moment Bill Bailey arrived to take up residence at Fiona Nelson's home in the Tyneside town of Felburn, he made his presence felt in no uncertain terms. As a young widow left badly off and with three children to bring up, Fiona had come to know all the problems of trying to make ends meet. So despite the inevitably disapproving comments of her own mother, reckoned locally to be an interfering woman, she advertised for a lodger to help pay for some of the bills. The result was Bill. Somewhat rough around the edges, perhaps, but nobody's fool, and doing very nicely with his own business as a builder. Bill often described himself as a middle-of-the-road man, valuing his freedom where personal matters were concerned, but it was not long before Fiona found she was wondering just what her world had been before he came into it. He might be outwardly an ordinary enough bloke, but he appeared to possess some pretty extraordinary qualities, which proved to have a great and lasting effect on the future lives of Fiona and her young family. Catherine Cookson's novel is a richly entertaining tale of human relationships, which are warm-hearted, full of humour, and powerfully dramatic. Chapter 1.
A paying guest?
No, Mother, a lodger. As I said, he works on the buildings. He's a lodger.
You're getting coarse. What do you think people will say in the Avenue?
They'll say, Mother, that they wish they'd had the chance to take a lodger. I know of three redundant managers in the street, and their wives are scraping for jobs.
Well, far better to go out to work again than take in a person like that.
Perhaps you've forgotten, Mother, that we've had all this out before. I have three small children, and it was costing me practically all I worked for in paying someone to look after them and travelling expenses. Anyway, since that do in hospital, I haven't felt up to standing all day smiling and saying, "Yes, madam, that was made for you," and generally to old bags who still don't know how the other half lives.
You needn't have paid anyone to look after them. I offered, didn't I?
Yes, Mother, you did. But look what happened when I was in hospital. There was chaos. I was hardly round from the anaesthetic when you told me you were on the verge of a nervous breakdown, and you listed all the things Mark had said and done. Anyway, don't let's go on. I'm taking a lodger because I cannot make ends meet otherwise.
Well, you know who's to blame for that. And I'll say it again. If he'd been any kind of a husband, he would have...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?